Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gracie Allen. There's a message I'm supposed to give you at the end of the show, but it's so important I'd like to tell you now. It's about a fellow American in a foxhole overseas. That man is ready to give his life for us because he believes we're worth fighting for. The least we can do is back the attack and buy him the equipment he needs to bring this war to an end. How about an extra war bond?
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guests Adolphe Manjou and his charming wife Verite Teasdale, with Jimmy Cash, Felix Mills and his orchestra, and the Swantet. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning in the Burns home, but not just an ordinary one. For today, Mr. and Mrs. Burns celebrate their wedding anniversary.
George, even though it is our anniversary, you don't have to bother with my present this year.
But I insist.
No, George, please.
Gracie, you know when we were married, I bought you a chain with a pearl on it, and I've been adding to it every year.
Yes, but I thought you ought to stop. The chain is 3 feet long now, and the pearl hangs too far down.
All right, dear, no gift.
Oh, George, I don't need presents to make me happy. Just being your wife is enough.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart.
Our marriage has been one of the great love affairs. You've been to me what Romeo was to Juliet, what Armand was to Camille, what Carmen was to Miranda.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way about me.
I'm proud of you, George. Why, even our new cleaning woman, Mrs. Bundy, thinks you're very clever.
She does?
Yes. She thinks you're going to be very successful someday.
That's nice to hear.
In fact, she can't understand what's delaying you. Only yesterday, when you walked out of the door, Mrs. Bundy said, "What's holding him up?"
I'm glad she likes me.
Well, honestly, I'm so happy. I feel almost selfish. I wish every wife could be as happy as I am.
Oh, great.
No, I mean it, George. I have so much to be thankful for. Perfect marriage, comfortable little home, and above all, a strong, stalwart, upstanding, hard-working cleaning woman.
While we're on the subject, Gracie, why don't you get rid of that cleaning woman? Oh, you do all the work. All she does is sit around and gossip about our neighbors.
Oh, that's not true.
No?
No, she gossips about other people, too.
I thought so.
I wonder what's keeping Mrs. Bundy. She was coming here as soon as she finished at the Manjou's.
She's probably snooping around to see how Manjou's mustache looks in the morning.
See what's detaining Mrs. Bundy. Let's look in at the home of another of Hollywood's happy married couples, Adolphe Manjou and his charming wife, Verite Teasdale.
Marie, darling, before I leave for the studio, would you do me a favor?
Well, of course, dear. I'd be happy to.
Oh, you're awfully sweet to me, baby.
Well, it's easy to be sweet to a husband like you, precious.
You know, we ought to get some kind of award, staying happily married in Hollywood.
Yes. Do you remember? Well, we've been married 3 days. Hedda Hopper referred to us as Hollywood's grand old couple.
Yes. Well, here's the favor I want. This is the scene I'm shooting at the studio this morning. Would you run through it with me?
Surely. Let me have the script.
Pick it up right here, where I come home with a hangover.
All right. Now listen here, you secondhand lounge lizard. Get out and stay out.
How dare you talk to me like that?
Don't you tell me how to talk.
Excuse me, Mrs. Manjou. I'm ready to leave now.
Oh, just a minute, Mrs. Bundy. I want to finish with my husband. Where was I? Oh, yes. Don't you talk to me like that. I know you were out spending my money on that chorus girl.
What about you letting that playboy wear my shirts?
That's none of your business, you broken-down wolf.
Don't call me names, you fugitive from a mud pack.
I'll call you anything I like, you big philandering ape.
Ah, shut up!
Oh, that does it. If I only had something to throw.
Take this, Mrs. Manju.
Thank you, Mrs. Bundy. See how you like this, you stinker.
Gracious, I've seen enough.
You'll think twice before you trifle with me, Keith Fowler.
Cut. Well, that was swell, darling. You almost hit me with that book.
Yes, I really got into the fog.
Well, I hope the scene goes this well in front of the camera. Well, goodbye, Poochie Pie.
Goodbye, Snooky Face.
And then what happened, Mrs. Bundy?
Then Mrs. Manju called Mr. Manju a broken-down wolf.
Oh, dear. And what did he say?
Well, I can't talk while I'm working.
Here, hand me the broom.
Well, don't forget the corners. Last week you didn't do such a good job.
Well, last week you didn't have such good gossip. Well, go ahead.
Well, when she found out he was running around with another woman, she called him a big philandering ape.
Oh, she's wrong. Mr. Manju's no bigger than George.
Then he accused her of running around with men and called her a fugitive from a mud pack.
How terrible.
Hiya, Gracie.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello, Miss Bundy.
Oh, it's that soap salesman again. Now, you listen here. All I use is Swan, and don't you try to sell me another kind.
Mrs. Bundy,
stop beating your gums. Swan's the new white floating soap that's four soaps in one, and I won't use anything else.
Well, but Mrs.
Bundy... I use Swan for everything. Washing the dishes, doing light laundry, bathing the baby, and for my hands and face. Swan really is four soaps in one.
Mrs. Bundy, Bill recommends Swan soap, too. That's what he's been trying to tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Every time I open my mouth, I put my foot in it.
Why didn't I think of that?
Bill. Mrs. Bundy just told me some terrible news. The Adolf Manjus are about to split up.
Really? Well, frankly, I'm not surprised.
What?
I hear he beats her.
No.
Mm-hmm. Every night.
Beats her every night?
Yep. No matter how fast she runs, he beats her to the kitchen and washes the dishes with Swan.
Oh, God.
Well, that's cool, Gracie. You know how wives like to wash the dishes with Swan soap. Why, those Swan suds are so mild and gentle, your hands don't get that rough red dishpanny look.
Oh, Bill, it isn't fair that George and I should be so happy and Manju so unhappy. I'm going to help them.
Oh, no, I wouldn't interfere if I were you, Gracie.
Oh, pooh. There's no reason in the world why there should be any uncertainty about their marriage. I'm going over there right now and put an end to it.
That's what I'm afraid of. A popular young tenor, Jim Cash, sings, "I'll Be Around." James?
I'll be around, no matter how you treat me now. I'll be around from now on.
Thank you.
to this moment, Mr. and Mrs. Adolph Manju have been one of Hollywood's happiest couples. But Gracie has just arrived at their house to patch up what she believes to be a quarrel.
This is a pleasant surprise, Gracie. What brings you to our neighborhood?
Marie, I'm here to help you.
Help me?
Yes. Marie, don't worry just because Adolph is running around with another woman.
What?
I mean it. Let him have his little fling. Let him meet his wild oat.
Gracie!
That other woman is just a passing fancy. He'll come back to you in 10 or 15 years.
What's left of him in 10 or 15 years she can have. Wait, it's so hard to believe this about Adolph. I know he's chased women on the screen.
Well, now he's chasing them behind the screen.
Tracy, who is the woman?
Oh, no one to worry about, Marie. Probably just one of those giddy, baby-faced redheads with a gorgeous figure.
No one to worry about, huh?
No, you know the type. They're so fragile that even on a warm, sunny day, they have to wear a sweater.
Oh, I won't worry a bit.
Good. That's why I came here, to make you happy.
Well, you're off to a great start.
Oh, I've been through this same thing myself, you know.
You have?
Oh, sure. People said that George was running around with a pretty little girl young enough to be his daughter.
How awful.
Yes, it was months before I realized they were talking about me.
So Adolph has got himself a redhead, has he? By that skinny little weasel.
Skinny little well-dressed weasel.
Oh, just wait till I get my hands on that man. I'll tear off that droopy mustache and pin it where he could wag it.
Now, Marie. There's nothing to worry about. He'll get tired of this other woman, and then he'll come crawling back to you.
How else?
Well, I just thought I'd drop by and cheer you up, Marie. Have I made you happy?
Ecstatically. Gracie, what do you think I should do?
The thing to do is ignore the other woman. Pay no attention to her. If that all brings her home, pretend not to see her.
Oh, but Gracie!
After dinner, if you want to set an Adolph's lap, just sit right on top of her.
Oh, fine.
Well, I'll be running along now, Marie.
Well, thanks for everything, Gracie.
Oh, don't mention it. I won't rest until you and Adolph are as happy as George and me.
Fat chance. I had to get a handsome worm for a husband.
Yes. Too bad you couldn't have gotten one like George.
Well, Gracie, what brings you to the studio?
Adolph, I'm here to help you.
Help me?
Yes. Adolph, don't worry just because Marie is running around with another man.
All right, What? Running around?
Oh, well, they don't run around all the time. I guess sometimes they stay home.
At my home?
Well, it's handy.
So, this is the thanks I get for slaving for that woman. The minute my back is turned, I get a kick in the teeth.
You carry them in an odd place.
Who is the man? Tell me.
Oh, my goodness, don't get so excited. He could be any one of a dozen.
Oh, I bet I know. He's that handsome butcher at the market.
Oh, really?
I thought we'd been having awfully tender steaks lately.
Oh, now cheer up, Adolph. She'll come back to you. When she's known him as long as she's known you, she'll get sick and tired of him, too.
Yeah, that's very encouraging.
Oh, I knew that would make you feel better. That's why I came here, to make you happy.
I'm tickled to death.
Well, goodbye, Adolph, and don't worry. I'll have you and Marie back together in no time.
How can Marie do this to me? Hello? Who? My wife? Put her on. No, wait a minute. I'll show her that two can play at this game. Tell my wife I can't come to the phone. Tell her I've got a dame in my dressing room. Yes. Tell her I'm necking with Gracie Allen.
What did you say? Necking with Gracie Allen. Yes, that's what I thought you said. Goodbye. So that's why she came over here, to lead me off the trail. Well, I'll show that husband of mine that two can play at this game. I'll grab the first man that comes along, any man. I don't care if he's just a feeble, broken-down excuse for a man. Come in.
Hello, Marie.
Why, George Burns. I was just thinking about you. Come in.
Is Gracie here?
No, but won't I do? I'm awfully lonesome.
Huh?
Come and sit beside me on the couch, Georgie.
No, I better not.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you're hurting my wrist.
There, that's better. How about a cocktail?
Oh, no, thanks. I never drink during the day.
Well, then let's pretend it's evening.
Well, I never drink at night either.
Well, when do you drink? Before breakfast?
Uh-huh. I usually have a small glass of prune juice.
Oh, Georgie, you and I could make beautiful music together.
But I don't play any instrument.
Let's paint the town, Georgie. Let's be seen together at all the gay spots.
No.
Let's go out and really live. Don't you want to live?
Yeah. That's why I think I better get home. Your husband might come in.
Maybe that's him. Here, let me put my arms around you.
Marie, please.
Oh, come on.
Marie, stop. What if someone did this to your brother?
Oh, I like holding you in my arms like this. It's like dancing on a cloud.
But I can't dance.
It's like waltzing in a dream.
Honest, I can't dance.
Come in. George Burns.
Gracie, tell her I can't dance.
We're just sitting this one out, Gracie.
Oh, my best friend and my best husband. What'll people say?
Time for Felix Mills, his orchestra with the Swantet. We hear the popular favorite, No Love, No Nothing.
No love, no nothing, until my baby comes home. No, sir, no nothing, as long as baby must roam. I promise I'd wait till even Hades roars. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I say still goes. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one, I'm getting plenty of sleep.
My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb.
No love, no turn, no love until my baby comes home.
Just discovered something awful. You know that tall, good-looking man I said your wife was running around with? Well, he's not tall and good-looking. He's George Burns. Yes. Well, I'm packing right now to go home to Mother. Goodbye.
Gracie, please stop packing and give me a chance to explain.
It's too late for that now, George. Our marriage was a beautiful thing, but now it's all over. Like a poached egg that's been punctured.
Oh, Gracie.
But I can laugh and be gay.
Sweetheart, you know I wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
You hurt me? Don't be silly. You might have once when I was a naive, unsophisticated little girl, but that was this morning.
Darling, you can't make a go of it alone.
Oh, yes, I can. I'll be independent. I'll work in a war plant.
A war plant?
I'll be the most glamorous welder there. The men will ask each other, who is that mysterious, ravishing beauty in the strapless overalls?
Gracie, will you let me explain?
From now on, I'll be very blasé when people ask me about my first husband.
Me?
I'll just flick the ashes from my long cigarette and say, what was his name again?
You won't even remember that?
No, Harry.
Harry? Look, Gracie.
Miss Allen to you.
Now, honey.
Don't try to stop me, George Burns. If you telephone, I won't answer. If you write, I'll tear up your letters. If you send me gifts, you'll never see them again.
But, darling, it's you I want to see.
Oh, we may meet around town and chat a little. But promise not to laugh at my jokes too much.
I can't laugh at your jokes?
No. People will say we're in love.
I can't believe you're the same Gracie.
Oh, you won't have any trouble recognizing me as I walk down the steps of the Ambassador Hotel with a Russian wolfhound in front of me and a wolf in back of me.
This is ridiculous. There's someone at the door.
I hope it's Tommy Mandel.
Oh, fine. Come in.
Oh, Adolph.
Hello, Gracie.
Hi, Adolph.
Well, this is quite a novelty, George, finding you with your own wife.
Now, look, I'm innocent.
Innocent, huh? Why, you homewrecker, I'll teach you to trifle with my wife.
I don't think he needs lessons.
I might understand my wife falling for some handsome, virile man, because she's used to that type. But you... You look like the Frank Sinatra of the Townsend Plan.
Well, Adolph, I can explain about Marie. She just grabbed me and swept me off my feet.
One look at your feet and no jury will believe that.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I'm innocent.
That's right. Blame the woman, you cad. Why, for 2 cents, I'd poke you in the eye.
Don't give it to him, George.
Now, look.
Come in. Marie!
Well, Gracie, so now you have my husband and your husband, too. Aren't you scraping the bottom of the manpower barrel?
Marie, tell your husband there's nothing between us. He's jealous.
He is, Oh, come to my arms, Georgie, darling. Crush me to you as you did before.
Gracie, tell her I can't dance.
Get away from my wife!
I don't want your wife.
Oh, now you're all through with it, eh? Casting her aside like an old shoe.
Who's an old shoe?
I guess he means you.
Listen to her, the hussy. Adolph, what do you see in her?
What do you see in him?
George, what do you see in her?
What do you see in him?
Well, hi, folks. What's going on?
Oh, Bill, we're in a terrible mess.
Really? What's wrong?
I'm going to leave Adolph.
And I'm going to leave Marie.
And I'm going to leave George.
Still like to eat, huh, George?
Bill... Maybe you can help straighten out this mess.
Well, George, I'm your man. You know, they call me Goodwill Goodwin. Now, I tell you what. I'll interview one couple at a time and dish out advice. George, you and Gracie go in the other room.
Well, come on, dear. What can we lose?
Now, madam, what is your problem?
Well, my husband...
Is this your husband?
Yes.
Madam, you do have a problem.
Well, anyway... Now, he's been running around...
No names, please. The only name we use here is Swan.
Swan?
Oh, yes. Swan, the white floating soap that's 4 soaps in 1. The soap for your hands and face, for bathing the baby, for washing the dishes and doing your light laundry. 4 swell soaps in 1. What a wartime buy.
Do you want to solve our problem or do our laundry?
Oh, yes. What is your problem again?
Well, my husband is a conniver. He's a two-timer. He's a...
Why don't you just say I'm a rat?
No coaching, please. Will you speak a little louder, ma'am?
Well, how can I get my husband to stay home?
Madam, do you have a baby?
No.
Well, you must have one by tomorrow.
What?
Borrow one, adopt one. Once your husband has known the thrill of bathing a baby with Swan, he'll never leave home again. Babies are crazy about those mild, gentle Swan suds. You'll be crazy about them, too. After all, Swan's pure as fine cash deals. And if it's swell for a baby's skin, it must be great for your complexion.
Look, we want you to give us advice, not a bath.
Well, all right. My advice is to break up.
Break up?
Yes, break up a bar of Swan. Break it in two. Put half in the kitchen for dishes and cleaning, and the other half...
Well, Gracie just told me something that may clear this up.
And the other half...
It was Mrs. Bundy who saw you two fighting, and I wouldn't believe that dame under oath.
And the other half...
Mrs. Bundy saw us fighting?
In the bathroom. For your hands and face, tub or shower.
Mrs. Bundy said you threw a book at Adam.
Oh, that. We were rehearsing a scene for a picture.
My goodness, then this whole thing is a misunderstanding. And, Marie, you don't love my husband.
Oh, Gracie, would I fall for George?
Well, don't laugh. He's very attractive. Well, he is. He's very seductive. Many millions of women have passed away.
Break it up.
You see, Marie, I told you that gossipy Mrs. Bundy would start trouble.
I said the same thing.
All right, we'll get rid of Mrs. Bundy.
Yes, we'll never listen to another word she says.
Oh, hello, folks. I forgot my pocketbook.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're here, Mrs. Bundy. We have something to tell you.
Oh, good. And I have something to tell you. I just came from Errol Flynn's house.
Well, sit down, Mrs. Bundy.
No.
George and Gracie will be right back, so I'm only going to take a fast few seconds to remind you that in these days when soap is precious, it really means something to buy a bar of Swan and get one soap that'll take care of every soap and water job in the house. That's right, that same bar of Swan you use for bathing the baby is also wonderful for your own complexion, your own hands and face. And remember, Swan's quick, hard-working suds will make short work of your dishes, and it'll go a long way in giving your lingerie and fine things the kind of care they need to help them last and last. So instead of shopping for four different kinds of soap, get the new white floating soap. That's four soaps in one. Get Swan. Here they are again, George and Gracie.
Now, just a moment, George and Gracie. I have a little surprise for you. Tune In, the National Radio Magazine, has asked me to present you with this beautiful plaque, and I'd like to read what it says on it. To George Burns and Gracie Allen. Because their comedy team has created two lovable characters who have become national institutions. Because their program, with its wholesome and sparkling humor, has brought hearty laughter into the American home. Because they have given freely of their time to entertain the men and women in service. George, Gracie, it is my pleasure to present you with this plaque.
Well, thank you, Adolph. And thanks to Tune In Magazine. Good night.
Good night.
Adolph Marger will soon be seen in the RKO picture Manhattan Serenade. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your Columbia station again next Tuesday, same time, when we'll have as our guest Fred Astaire. The following week, Cecil B. DeMille. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS, next Tuesday night. And now, till next Tuesday, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles.